Hello, world. Happy Monday. We back one more time. Royalty Ministry Community Foundation, Another Side of Faith podcast. We had a glorious weekend. Hope the same for you. My brothers, Minister Jamal Mitchell and Brother Addis Las Bay are in here with me. I don't know, guys. So I think we have a few different topics we're going to talk about this week, but we were just having some pre-production chat, as we always do before we started. And I don't even know how we got on this, but it took the conversation in a completely different direction. But, you know, after we were talking about it for a few minutes, I'm like, hey, let's just go ahead and put this out here instead of this being a private conversation. So as we talk, we're very big at Royalty Ministries Community Foundation about history and ancestry, knowing who you are so that you can know where you're going. We had the show on superpowers. We want you to learn what your superpower is. And one way you do that is by knowing history and knowing your ancestry. And the third part of that is knowing the law, right? And you may hear us talk about that from time to time. We'll get more into that down the line. But those are your three pillars, right? You need to be able to navigate and move around. So there is history that is being facilitated and handed to you through your education, you know, whether you charter school, private school, public, whatever that may be, as you come up, and that's in whatever country you're in, right? There's that history, and then there's additional history that you have to go out and seek yourself. A lot of people don't go out and seek the additional information, right? They just take it at face value. Therefore, generalities begin to float around a society that are necessarily not true. Well, what do you mean, Jack? Something like a preconditioned statement where if I say, there's only two things guaranteed in life, brothers, what are most people going to say? Death and taxes, right?
Sure.
Me and Brother Addis, when it comes to the taxes, we're going to tell you what, Brother Addis, that's not true. Right?
Better read them tax codes.
Right.
You better read the tax guidelines, because you'll be surprised and nobody reads it.
Hey, right. So again, but you have to go seek that out. Nobody told you that. Again, we'll talk about these things. So just like you don't know that, we're going to talk to you about some more history you don't know when it comes to Native Americans. So Brother Addis, you want to go ahead and pick up where you started. So this is going to be education, and it's talking about a history that happened here in the United States. Brother.
Oh, surely I can do that. Well, it started with a conversation between me and my wife. This is what I had kind of brought up in pre-production. I picked her up from work, and she telling me, like, yo, I was watching on the news last night about a Native American school have colonizing teachers. And another episode, I'll explain why I call these so-called white people colonizers. But the colonizing teachers were teaching these young Native kids that they weren't really Native. They weren't really indigenous. And as we had that conversation, the thought of, well, she happened to mention that, I bet you that if these kids don't listen to this preconditioning, that they'll probably be killed. And I looked at her and I said, and I'm driving, I said, I looked at her and I said, you know, I've been doing research on this very subject for the last almost year and a half, and I've come across many articles on LinkedIn. I post different articles of Native news saying that I am Native American myself, even though at one point in time, I was preconditioned to believe that I was Black African American, until I actually came across a gentleman who actually broke down things and made it make sense to me. So I started doing, along with Brother Jack, started doing my ancestry tracing of my lineage to find out that I'm a Choctaw Indian. But that's another story. But the research I was doing was about Native schools. They were doing the exact same thing that she's seen on the news. Again, the kids that did not take to the preconditioning, and they were preconditioned to believe that they are not indigenous and they are not Native. Those are the children, the ones that did not be under the preconditioning. They were actually murdered, and they were buried around the school. And this had been going on since like the mid to late 1800s. This has been going on. And it finally kind of hit the news, but hit the news quietly about a year ago, which that's what made me actually start paying attention to it, because it actually hit the news because one school, the earth kind of pushed bones up to the surface, and somebody happened to come across it and, you know, called the police and was like, yo, there's a body back here. And as they were digging around the school, they found hundreds of bodies. A lot of them were predating 1800s. So these colonizers have been killing these children for not taking into the preconditioning and disposing of them. So that made me start looking into the all the Native American news from all the different tribes. And it was the same. I kept seeing the same types of articles for all of these tribes. And I'm like, yo, that is crazy. But again, that's what they did to the so-called Black and African Americans as well. Those who did not take to the preconditioning were murdered.
Right, because that is an easy way to customize a society or a culture in your favor, right? So like you say, if you don't go, what they say in the streets, get down or lay down, right?
Yep, Benny Siegel.
Right? Get down or lay down. Roll, or what's the other? Roll or get rolled over.
Roll over, yes.
Right? So those are, that's kind of a mentality that develops in the game of power. The game of power is playing out right now with this Russian war, right? So if Russia conquers Ukraine, then the new education moving forward is going to be what Russia wants, right? Until somebody conquers that area. And again, this is a power game. And so going back to what Brother Addis was just talking about, this was a power game. Those natives were, bought to their demise because they didn't want to buy into the system that, into the preconditioning. Brother Addis, anything else you'd like to add? I think we've lost our brother Jamal for a second.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, I do, actually, because I had posted on Facebook about a week ago. It was a video happened to come across of a young Moor, or so-called Black African American, but she's young Moor. She was explaining on how in the United States about the preconditioning, same as the natives, these colonizers are in our school systems right now preconditioning our children. And they got the idea from a German scholar who introduced, I forgot the name of what he introduced into their school systems, but it was basically to, and they do this in the military as well, to break the mentality, the free thinking of the students and precondition them to how they want them to grow. And that's exactly how, and the United States actually adopted that from this German scholar. And this was back in the 1800s. They adopted that. So a school. I'm not going to say the name of the school that my six-year-old was going to. Before they started class, they would all be outside, and, you know, each grade, each class is in their, you know, saying on their straight line. Again, that's preconditioning. They would sit there and they would say things like, oh, we're going to be strong today and we're going to be friendly today and this, this, and this. Again, preconditioning. And then they would come with the Pledge of Allegiance. Again, the Pledge of Allegiance is nothing but a preconditioning. Put your hand on your heart and this, this, and this. I told my daughter right in front of them teachers, you don't have to do that. You're not a U.S. citizen. And my daughters looked at me and said, Daddy, I wasn't going to do it anyway. I know who I am. And them teachers sat with their jaws wide open. I looked at them and said, any of you have a problem? Because I made sure on her paperwork that she is not listed as a Black or African American. She's listed as a American Indian. And I have the credentials, and I have the credentials to show them that, yes, she is a that she is Native American. And they leave her the hell alone.
You are laying it out, out here for these people. My God. Minister Jamal, so as we talk about power by preconditioning, what are your thoughts on that?
Knowing who you are and whose you are is very important. And so, again, knowledge is power. And as my granny used to say, if you don't know where you come from, How can you know where you're going?
That's right. That's right. And so listen to what, play this back, right? Listen back to what Brother Addis just laid out for you, a scenario of how things play out. But again, these are all things that just come down to education. So you know who you are. So just think about these things. I'll try to make sure the link to this article that Brother Addis was referencing is in our show notes, so you can check it out and read for yourself. You know we're all about education. Again, thanks for hanging out with us. Another Side of Faith podcast, Royalty Ministries Community Foundation. Check out our website, rmaz.org. Get social with us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Royalty Ministry Community Foundation. This ministries, IES, Royalty Ministries Community Foundation. We'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday. As I grow and get-